Although I'm known as a poet, I started out writing prose, and I think the writers who have inspired me the most are still novelists and short story writers I discovered in my late teens and early 20s. Many of them have remained a source of inspiration for more than 40 years. Richard Brautigan is one such author. Although Brautigan wrote poetry, it was as a novelist and short story writer that I got to know him, in handsome Picador editions published in the early 1970s. Their books I've turned to over the years many times. Brautigan has a unique way of combining broad comedy with a truly desperate view of the human condition. His books are very funny and will make you laugh, but you sometimes feel as if you should be weeping instead. His novels are full of short prose poems posing as paragraphs. He made me want to try to be a writer myself. His is the sort of writing where you know you couldn't change a single word without undermining the piece, which is quite rare, really. Another writer who inspired me to want to be a writer myself was Kurt Vonnegut, who wrote hilarious avant-garde satires on human stupidity under the guise of science fiction. His novels include Cat's Cradle, which is both the most chilling novel about the end of the world and the funniest. Vonnegut helped give me a lifelong mistrust of scientists and their motives, and despite the gallows humour, you have to take his message seriously. When I first read him as a very young man, part of me struggled to accept his pessimistic view of humanity. But age has allowed me to catch up with him. He seems more important now than ever. Not all the writers who inspired me as a young man still do. Ernest Hemingway and Charles Bukowski were both hugely inspirational figures who do little for me now. I remember Bukowski once saying something to the effect that if you read Ernest Hemingway as a young man, you could be enthralled. But as you grew older and occasionally returned to his work, he would become more and more annoying, both as a writer and as a person. His comment reflects my own experience of growing older with Hemingway. Unfortunately, I feel exactly the same way about Bukowski. I've been inspired by too many poets to try to mention names. I tend to like poems rather than poets. It would be easier and more honest for me to produce a list of 100 inspirational poems, which would be by about 93 different poets, than it would be to name a small number of poets. There are no four or five poets who I think are that much better than everyone else. A lot of good poets have inspired me with good poems. It's even possible to be inspired by a bad poem, in that it can make you so angry that you'll feel impelled to act against it in some way.